Blog Talk Radio.
Cloud radio show on the planet. E-Block Radio.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet. You are now locked in until 7, from 7 until 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you're out here in the mountains, then it's only 5 o'clock. But it's all good, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from the D to the other D in the Rocky Mountains. Got my man, my money, holding it down in the D, man. What it do, bro?
Same old. You know I don't do nothing until we touch these edges. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure, for sure. We definitely in the building. So, hey, look. You know it's Social Media Thursday, though. So if you got social media, man, make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram. All right? So hit up my man, Real Monk Money. And, of course, myself at Hood Howard Stern. Make sure you do that, man. It's imperative. You understand what I'm saying? Imperative. And then real quick, I got to give a shout-out to our partners over at www.NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com, Sky99.5 in Trinidad, GMS Radio in the UK, and my partners over at Blackout Radio, man. Shout out to my man Black Tier. But, yo, we in the building, man. 7 days ago we was here. Now we back. What's good with you, dog?
Man, ain't not too much popping with your homeboy, man, you know, man. I talk about my new vehicle. I got a new vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to niggas with new vehicles and shit and new, you know, new payments and shit.
More money spent.
Right, but it's worth it, though. You know what I'm saying? It's worth it in the long run. You feel me?
Definitely. I love the whip, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's a different feel from, you know, my truck, you know, struggling to get up the street. You know, this motherfucker flying up the street.
You were struggling to get up the street, right?
Yeah, the motherfucker struggling, bro. It's embarrassing as hell to be stuck on side of the road every 30 minutes.
Yeah, it is. That's unfortunate. But glad you're in the new whip, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the new whip, though. Make sure you take care of that joint, though.
For sure, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my best to keep it, you know, together. I ain't smoked nothing in it yet.
Yeah. You said yet?
Big deal, huh?
You said yet?
I don't plan on not smoking nothing in it at all.
You planned on it?
Plan on not
smoking nothing. I'm going to need you to stick to it, though. Just stick to it. No smoking the new whip, though. Just wait till you get to the crib or to wherever you're going, man, to smoke out there.
That's what I've been doing lately.
Yeah, good job, man. I know that shit ain't gonna last long, but shit, good job anyway.
Right. I'm gonna try my own to hold on to as long as possible.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Shit, what else been popping with you, though, other than, you know, riding up the streets in the new whip and shit?
Shit, nothing, man. Well, ain't nothing. Shit, working, man. Working two jobs, bro. It's hard to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, do anything, you know what I mean? I plan on going to see the movie this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to jump out and see it this weekend, too, man. I let the fanfare die down. You're talking about the Birth of the Nation, right? So I'm going to slide in there. I'm going to slide in there while everybody else is going to see Kevin Hart. I'm going to slide up in the, you know, the Birth of the Nation joint. Then I catch Kevin Hart on the next weekend, you know, when that shit die down.
Right.
So, you know, I ain't all about the crowds no more, man. I try to slide in and out, you know, undetected and shit.
Right. I mean, the crowds, man, it's getting kind of tedious. Excuse me.
I
don't
like that shit, man.
Yeah.
Make me feel like I'm at the club back in 2006 and shit.
Right. Hold your pinky finger there. That's how they used to come through the, you know, the whole arm of a slide. That nigga was shooting in the mouth from me.
Oh, yeah. I learned how to maneuver them times. I know how to maneuver, man. You silly as hell for that.
Right,
though. That's how you gotta do, man. You gotta get the arm up so you know what I'm saying? So don't nobody bump your drink and shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta turn sideways and shit. You know, all that shit, man. I learned tricks of the trade, man. We did enough clubbing back in the day, you feel me?
Right. And I'm sorry about all the coughing. I'm having a conversation with Mary Jane over here.
I should have known. Well, at least you kept it outside the car, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. At least you kept it outside the car. That's all, man. Tell Mary J. I said, what's happening, man?
I know, man. She's been trying to holler at you, bro.
Tell her to give your speed down, man. Sometimes I pick up, sometimes I don't. You know, it'll be like that. Word. So shit, you just been on. What's happening?
She said she tried to call you, but the line was busy.
Well, yeah. I'll make sure I look for the call. You know, I'm look for the call. Man. It's all good. I'm gonna check for it. So shit, other than grinding and riding the whip, man, it sounds like you've been chilling, brother. Is that what's up?
This is basically what it is, man. Been on my Luke Cage, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to finish that, but it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, so I did watch the first two episodes, so I started. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm on it. That shit fly.
That shit fly as hell. Fly as hell, bro. But you know what I really trying to get into, though? AT Atlanta, you know, that shit you was talking about.
No, that shit cold-blooded. You know what that should remind me of Boondocks, and just like with real people and shit, though. Because they pushing the envelope, dog. They talking about, you know, real life shit. And just like they making it funny to the point where it's, you know, it's almost uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like just like Boondocks,
bro. Yeah, so let me tell you, I saw the skit where my man was in jail, and he saw his ex girlfriend in jail, the same prison with him, and everybody in the prison like, yeah, you talking about your ex girlfriend, nigga? That's a man. Oh man,
yeah. So all the time, this dude didn't know he was smashing a dude and shit, though. I mean, he was really on it, though. Like, no, you got it fucked up. This my bitch. My man was like, dude, that's a nigga, man. that shit crazy.
I could stop laughing, man.
That's dope. Yeah, you gotta check this shit out. But the Luke Cage shit, man, definitely dope, though. I've been checking it out, you know what I'm saying? So it took me a little time to get to it. Hey, but look, it kind of reminds me, like, I don't know if they did that shit on purpose, but, like, you know, obviously, I guess, because it's been Harlem. But the shit kind of reminds me of Shaft.
New York Undercover. Man, me and New York Undercover.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay.
The guest singing and all that.
Guest singing and shit. You're right. You know, I hadn't even thought about that.
You're undercover.
Yeah, okay. I feel that reference right there. Okay, I see that a little bit more. Yeah. But shit, it's dope, though, man. I like it, though. I'm getting into it. Like I said, it's only my second one. Shit, I know it's probably about 15 or 16. So usually I just sit through and watch all of them, but I haven't had a chance to do that because I'm trying to watch so much shit. But it's good, though, so you know what I'm saying? Thanks for that. I finally got up on that, so it was all good. But, yeah, she no movies, though, huh? She didn't got time for movies, though. Just... You ain't got time.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Only movies I see is the ones on Netflix, and it's only like 10 minutes of them before I pass out.
Right. But, shit, man, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta grind it out.
Got to, baby. Right now, your boy tired as hell, bro. Moving like a snail, but you know what I mean?
Right, it's gonna all pay off in the long run, though. That's how it works. Yeah, I'm gonna kick it with Mary Jane and shit, man. I'm gonna kick it about myself. I'm gonna see what I did, you know what I'm saying?
I was just about to ask you that before Mary Jane interrupted.
Word.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. I ain't been really doing too much, man. Just, you know, same thing. Always trying to stick to the grind, trying to be creative. You know, that's my thing right there. But haven't went to go see the movie yet. I'll definitely check it out this weekend, though. I kind of wanted to let shit die down a little bit. Then I'm sliding there, you know, while everybody checking out the Kevin Hart flick. And then I catch that on the next week. But in between time, man, shit, just working on my new project. And I'll be putting out soon, you know what I'm saying, new writing project. Then, of course, you can always support my latest title is Late Into the Evening. It's a letter written to my mom who passed away a few months from lung cancer. So make sure you check it out. You can support your boy at www.flipside-inc.com. You can buy a book right from there. You can get the for real copy. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
These niggas better go get it, man.
Right.
Go get that.
So you can grab the hard copy for $4.99, $5, or you can download it straight to your phone or your tablet for only 99 cents, dog. You know what I'm saying? Again, the price of Swishers. All right, that's all I'm saying. But anyway, enough about Swishers and enough about that. Make sure you check that out. But my fellow man, like I said, I ain't really did too much, but we got to talk about some stuff that's been going on, man, and we got to gotta talk about my man Big Tom, dog. Rest in peace to my man Tom. Never found out where the fuck that nigga worked at, man.
He was getting money, though.
Yeah, he was getting money. All jokes aside, though, man. For real, though. Shouts out to, you know, Tommy Ford. His last name was Ford. I wouldn't call him Tommy Strong if he didn't watch too much Martin. But, right. Prayers out to the family out there, man. That shit crazy, though, because, you know, from what I understand, if I got the story correct, I guess it had some kind of aneurysm or something due to, like, the knee surgery that he had. And then the knee surgery was, like, last month, though. And then, like, some blood clot aneurysm type shit happening. Get the nigga out here.
I'm scared the fucking hospital, man. They terrified me, bro.
Yeah, because it's shit like that, man. So, you know, shout out to them, though, man. Rest in peace, my guy. You know, I watch Martin every time it come on like it's brand new and shit. So, that's going to be. Right. Yeah, that's my shit, though, Martin, man. So, shout out to, I'm going to say Tommy Strong again, man. Tommy Ford and the rest of the family, man. You know what I'm saying? And I heard he was working on some new projects, too. I guess he's been, like, directing and producing, like, you know, web series and films and shit. But I think he was working on something new that I'm not sure if they're going to release it. I'm not sure if he was done or not yet. But, yeah, shit, I was kind of pissed. Like, not on some funny shit, but I was kind of pissed that I really had my fingers crossed that maybe possibly it'll be, like, a small Martin reunion and shit. I think that they definitely need to do that now just because he passed away. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're at perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it'd be fucked up to hang in it, but yeah, I think that'd be perfect time for them to get together for one last show. For all the Martin fans out there like myself, man, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I just had to take it in real quick. Man, I hate bad news, bro.
Bad news sucks.
Speaking of bad news, though, man, I don't know if you watched it or not, because a lot of people didn't. But the presidential debate, now, this shit right here, speaking of Martin and shit, you know, the presidential debate got me voting for bruh man and shit. From the fifth floor, you feel me? Because fuck, I'm going to vote, you know what I'm saying? Even after what we was talking about last week, possibly in the next 4 years, though, you might have to reconsider that. But this year, I am going to vote, and it's a tough vote. I mean, it's an easy vote if you're looking at just saying, well, anybody but Donald Trump. I mean, that's easy to say. But at the same time, man, I can't sit here and lie and tell you that Hillary Clinton is, like, the best option. It's just not the worst. And look, one other thing, though.
I really think Bernie was the best president we could have got, man. Out of that.
I mean, he might have been, man, but I was concerned whether he was going to live through the full term and shit, man. And get old as dirt, bro.
As long as he gets somewhere, you know what I mean, do his thing and fall, we good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully they work together on some shit. But you see how, like, all this shit popping up now on Donald Trump, like him making comments about some chickens and, like, you know, all this sexist shit that's come out.
Hey, Donald Trump is savage. He said, I grabbed a pussy.
Yeah, he is savage, though. But look, though, this is my thing, dog. I think this was the shit the whole time, though. You know, I'm always on some bullshit, like some conspiracy theory type shit. But I think this was the shit the whole time. So I swear, he never wanted to be nobody's president, bro. He never wanted to be. I think he's allowing all these attacks and shit to come out now, so just to ensure that he don't win. Because I don't think he ever wanted to win. Like, he just fucked around and he was like, oh shit, this shit working? Like, oh, we're gonna have to sabotage this shit at the end. I mean, I really feel like that's what's going on. Like, we're gonna have to sabotage. I think they had already chosen Hillary from the get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Man, like I say, bro, I think a lot of this shit be already written down, bro. Like, honestly,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like if, I feel like I'm in Dave Chappelle's skit where he was talking about Tupac and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah. Real,
though. Seriously, though,
yeah.
Like, these dudes.
I don't want to see anybody seeing that Dave Chappelle skit, so they know what we're talking about. Because that shit is really on point for this topic right now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I feel like that, bro. Like, come on, dog. Are you serious? Like,
right.
But they always try to, you know, throw the, you know, veil over us, bro. You know what I mean? Like, And it's a lot of dudes, you know, a lot of people, like, do their own research and say, like, look, bro, you can't fool me, you know what I mean? Like, right, come right. on. I mean, a lot of it is common sense, though, for real.
Yeah, a lot of it's common sense, but then it's like, people are so easily swayed. You know, opinions are swayed, especially by media or just anybody that you feel like you like. You know, anybody that you look up to, anything that they say, can potentially, you know, sway your idea or, you know, your opinion on shit.
Word.
So yeah, I think that's what's going on here. I think that shit was always in the plan. Like, we're going to get Hillary in there, but we're going to make it exciting for a minute, which they did.
Because, come on, bro, like, just think about it, dog. Like, you think about all the shit we're going to get into with Donald Trump getting in office, man. Like,
yeah.
You hate us, for real. You racist, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you're blatantly racist, and then you telling me that Mexico going to put up a war. The Mexicanos going to come get us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, for real, though. Like, you just disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody going to buy that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get all the Muslims out of here. Nigga, what? You know what that's going to bring? More here, blowing up shit, dummy. You know what
right.
I mean? So... I mean, I really think it was already red. You know what I mean? I could be speaking ignorance, but like I said, bro, I think a lot of this shit is already written down, dog. They already have this shit planned, dog. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, but I mean, it's just what I believe, dog. I can't help to believe that.
Nah, I definitely believe.
Half this shit is bullshit. Like, half this shit is bullshit.
For sure. Yeah, dude, I'm gonna definitely believe that.
Well, yeah.
That's why the timing, like I say, is just so crazy right now. Because like all of a sudden, you know, we like less than a month away from the election now. Like all this shit want to pop off. It's like it was planned from the get go. Like I swear he never wanted to be nobody's president. I just think that shit just kind of fucked around and happened.
Yeah.
But shit, I don't know, man. So enough about politics. I know because we can be on that all day, but. One other thing, man, this is I guess it's kind of political, though. I don't know if he was up on the chick who was singing the national anthem. I think it was at the Sacramento Kings game, I think. And she took a knee at the end and shit. Did you peep that?
No.
Yeah, so she sung the national anthem, you know, sung it all the way through, and then she got to the end, and then she took the knee and shit. So, of course, you know, she got all kind of flack for that. You know, this was a white girl singing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I wrote something last night, shameless plug, if you want to read my daily blog. It's also available at www.flipside-inc.com. But anyway, I wrote about this last night, and I think that this is just like everybody else who's trying to make an advancement, you know, for this cause. I think everybody's in agreement is that that's, you know, what's needed. And I just got to say this real quick, man. I know these some old terms and shit, right? But the word nigger and nigger lover, and I say ER, so and it is a different context. Nigger and nigger lover, right? I'm just saying. So if you go way back, you know, way back in the day, it was almost... I ain't gonna say worse, but it was just as bad to be a nigger lover as it was to be a nigger. So I'm just saying that I salute her because that's bravery. You know, whenever white people are able to you know, at least seem as though, you know, if it seems to me that, you know, she's fighting for our cause, then I feel like, you know, I think that's kind of brave. I think that's dope.
I think
say that
for 100, bro, because you didn't have to do that. For you to step out and jump out there for another person, or that shit takes a lot of bravery, and a lot of people want to, but they just don't. You know what I mean? Like
don't,
they
don't.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know the reason why they don't, but I mean, because it's blatant. It's blatant.
They scared. They scared. That's why. And that's just the same reason a lot of black people don't do certain things because they're scared. I mean, just like, you know, I was looking at several Nate Parker interviews, you know what I'm saying, as the movie was released. And he was just saying how, you know, he came with this idea, you know, 7 years ago. He said, he was saying even the prominent, you know, black producers like, hey, you don't want to do no Nat Turner movie, bro, you know what I'm saying? So... just that fear of fucking up the norm, though, is what keep people, you know, incapacitated. I mean, it just is.
Hey, bro.
But the fear is legitimate, though. The fear is legitimate. I mean, because you can lose anything, and in this day and age, shit, they go kill you, you can lose your life. So the fear is real. But at the end of the day, like, it's a fucked up thing to really deal with once you know wrap your head around it. But it, most often there has to be bloodshed for there to be change, and that's a scary notion, though, when you're thinking about, you know, your family and your livelihood. Like, that's a scary notion, though. I mean, obviously, I know Matt Turner thought about that before he went on a rampage killing a motherfucking village of white people and shit. I know he thought about it, but his whole thing was his whole movement was gonna make something prosperous for somebody he would never meet. Now, that's some grand shit to say. I don't know if anybody can say some shit like that, like, truthfully. Like, yeah, I'm willing to die for this shit, because even if somebody I never meet, they go benefit from it. Like, that, nigga, that takes some real spirituality. That takes some courage, nigga.
That's what we lack today, cuz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we lack today. With our parenting skills, you know what I mean? With our day to day living, you know what I mean? Like, we lack that, though. Like I understand. A lot of shit back in the day worked. Like, what he said was fucking epic. You understand me?
No, epic beyond proportion, dog. And I don't even know if I have that capacity in my heart to say some shit like that. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
man, have some
it's the truth.
Calm, bro. All
right. Yeah, and you're right. That's what's missing there. All right, but we ain't gonna get too political, man. I just wanted to mention that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm done talking about it, man. We're gonna jump off into our for real topic. Don't forget, man, you gotta hang out to the end so you can check out my man Slick Cardon, Van Dyke Life. You know what I'm talking about? East Side Detroit City music right there, man. Shout out to my man Slick Cardon. We're gonna play a joint at the end, man. But first, we gotta go pay some bills real quick with these advertisements. But if you haven't been keeping up with us all week, because I've been posting this shit all week, then you gotta know what we're talking about, all right? We're talking about, well, first of all, we're talking about domestic violence, right? Because this is like domestic violence like month or something, along with every other month, like breast cancer awareness. Everything is this month for some reason. But domestic violence, domestic abuse, that's popping off this month. So we're bringing awareness at that point. So this is what we're talking about today, man. Would you get involved in a domestic issue between a family member and their mate? So your sister, your auntie, your cousin getting their ass beat. Do you jump in and try to get yourself involved in there to try to separate the beef? That's what we want to know. Hit us up, 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man. We want to know, would you get involved in a domestic issue between a family member and their mate? How's your boy, man? We'll be back in like 2 minutes. Make sure you hit that number one key.
No, come out.
Are you ready to dance, sweat, and have some fun doing Zumba? Then please join myself, Coco J, at the dance party starting October the 11th at UFIT 2 Fitness Center at 16915 Livernois Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays from 11 to 12 p.m. Drop-ins are $10, $8 if you purchase a 5-class punch card in advance, with the 6-class being free. You may reach me at 313-459-1747. My Facebook page is Coco Flow by Nicole Jackson, and my website is NicoleJackson.Zumba.com. Hope to see you there so we can dance into fitness.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, producer of the Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet, straight from the E-Block Radio. Here to let you know that you can represent the radio show and your side of town with our very own t-shirt line, Pardon My East Side. You can get yours.
Hi, Hood Howard Stern. What's up with Pardon My West Side?
Oh, slow down, Ms. Coco J. Of course, we got the West Side covered, too. So you can get Pardon My East Side or Pardon My West Side t-shirts. Only thing you got to do is go to the website, www.eblockradio.com, and get yours today. $20 for the fellas,
$15 for the ladies. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram as well, Harden My East Side.
Witness the Black Tie Experience. Black Tie Photography, servicing all of Metro Atlanta area. My name is Cedric Pitts, your photographer. Check out our website at www.blacktiepictures.com or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/blacktiepictures. Let me capture your professionalism in class, and you will have the ultimate black tie experience.
Yo, what's the deal? We back. You back on the E-Block. Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern and Monk Money. Get back to it.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely back in the building, man. Of course, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern. Q Lewis holding it down from the D to the other D in the Rocky Mountains. Got my man, Monk Money, holding it down in the D, man. Before we jump off into the for real topic, one last time, got to give another shout-out to our partners over at www.NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com, Sky 99.5 in Trinidad, GMS Radio in the UK, and my partners over at Blackout Radio, man. Shout-out to my man Black Tier over there. So we back in the building. Hey, look, if you just listened to the commercials and you heard the Zumba commercial, one small minor change tomorrow, I mean, not tomorrow, but Saturday, it's actually going to be 12 p.m., all right? So it's going to be noon as opposed to 11 a.m., so make sure you make that change if you're trying to go sweat into that Zumba, getting that Zumba sweat on. However you want to say it. So shout out to Coco J, man, doing her thing over at U-Fit 2 Fitness. Over
one time
to
Coco.
What's happening?
I said one time to Coco, you know what I'm talking about?
For sure. Right down the street from jphase.com. Shout out to my man, jphase.com. All right, so got to show my man some love. But look, we back in the building, man. Make sure you hit us up so you can talk about the hot topic, all right? Would you get involved in a domestic issue between a family member and their mate? Hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key. All right, but Money, what you say, man? Would you jump off in there, like, you know, like, start whooping on my sister? Like, what would happen?
For one, I would definitely say I would say I would intervene, because
okay,
anything you do to even have, if you even have a conversation about her leaving, that's intervening right there. So
okay,
I'm definitely gonna have a conversation with her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? First off, you know what I mean? Like, look, how long are you gonna let this last? You know what I mean? Like,
right,
you know, you gonna let this last forever? Like, you really gonna have to go through this? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, so if she tell me some off the wall story, then you know what I mean? I'm gonna go holler at you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You know? I'm not even lying. My family, bro. Like, this is my blood, bro. Like, we grew up thick, baby. We grew up, nigga, we one go, everybody go. You know what I'm talking about? So, definitely, I'm going to have to step in there, you know what I'm saying? Do the choke slam or something, because I mean,
choke slam,
something got to give, nigga. I mean, for real, you know what I mean? Like, man, cuz, but I would talk to him, too, though, at first.
Yeah.
First. Because you got to hear both ends of the story, dog. Like, my thing is, like, you don't know what she did to have this happen, or you really don't know what he did for to make this happen. Like, a lot of women say they've been beat, but a lot of women provoke it. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. You treading thin water on that thin ice, bro. You treading thin ice on that one, bro. We're going to get shut off.
I'm just saying, though, because I've just been wanting a lot of women provoked. I've been in predicaments when I've been provoked to a point that get me out my cool. You know, I'm chill. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, you got me off my square. Why you want to do this? You know what I mean? Like, I asked the question before I snapped off. Like, why you want to do this, man?
You know you turn up there like the devil. Hey, now, we've all been there, though. I mean, women push your buttons. For whatever reason, it's like they do it on purpose. Now, I've like Chris Rock said, I've shaken the shit out of some women. I ain't never hit a woman, though, but I just shook the shit out of some women, though. You know, and hollering and screaming and shit. I guess that's probably some type of abuse. But I just felt like once I get to that point, you know what I'm saying? Once I get to that point, man, I'm just about to dip, bro. Like, I don't even feel like it, because I'm probably, like, I'm not a little dude. I'm probably, like, going to kill you or something. So I'm straight. Like, I don't even want to deal with all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to dip. If I shake you and it don't work, then I'm going to go. Shit.
Well, you like a baby grizzly bear.
But you say if it's your, like, you know, if it's a sister, cousin, whatever, you stepping in.
I have to, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, 100, man, like, I don't condone stepping in there because it's only so far I'm going to go. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
It's only so far I'm going to go. Like, conversation at work, ass beating didn't work. Y'all on y'all own now. Everything y'all done did, like, I tried. You know what I mean? Like, I put forth the effort to, you know, try to cease and desist the ass whoopings. And, you know what I mean? Like, I put my neck out on you for it, for real. Because I whooped his ass, and he could have pushed charges against me. So I put my neck out on like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean... And if it doesn't,
I think that'd be part of the problem. That'd be part of the problem right there, though. It's like you step in, and then they just end up being together. That's why it's just kind of a shady situation.
Definitely. You know what I mean? I mean, but in certain situations, bro, like, what can you do, man? You've been going through this for years.
Right.
Like, ain't nobody told you, girl, you ain't got to go through this?
Right.
Hey, nobody, you know what I mean, like, if that's what you like, I'm getting to the point, I'm sorry for being insensitive, so don't kill me, women, but I'm just saying, if you've been in this situation for 4 years, this man is coming home whooping on you, what makes you think me saying something to this person don't make it different? It's not, because you've been already going through it for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, you used to it. You're immune to it. Like, I mean, honestly, dog, don't be the B100. Like, I mean, I don't want to get killed by, you know, women activists, but I'm just saying, like.
But no, I definitely understand what you're saying. Like, I guess to us, it don't make sense. Obviously, we don't have, you know, the same woman mentality. But you're right. I figure if I'm coming home every night and I'm getting beat up, then it should be that simple. But I think a lot of times it just don't be that simple. And I hate to say it, I only say this because there's been so many situations where family members have gotten involved and basically made shit worse. Is that, to be quite honest, the only thing that I would be able to do is talk to my family member and be like, hey, shit, if you keep whooping on your ass, like, what are you prepared to do? Because if I can't just jump in and be like, oh, fuck that, you hit my sister type shit, because then I'm going to create a situation where, and this is how I've seen it happen, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to create a situation where the dude is going to kind of use that against me, and then it's going to make the girl, like, love him even more and shit. Like, it's dumbest shit ever. Like, in my eyes, I mean, I don't mean to call it dumb, but, you know, because a lot of women in that situation, but it's a peculiar situation that
it's
I can't understand.
I'm going to say it just like you, this dumb as shit. Because, I mean, I'm trying to grasp it for real. Like, right. I really don't understand it. Like, you don't have to go through this. Like, I've been in abusive relationships. I ain't going to lie, man. Because I get to the point where I don't say nothing, that pisses them off anymore, so they start swinging on me. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in those relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I'm out.
Right.
I'm gone. What the hell am I sticking around here for? And I'm looking at what's happening.
Right.
Like, daily, like, I got to go, baby. I got to go. I'm sorry.
Before you being there, you know what I'm saying, doing like Ronda Rousey and shit. Like, we'll go to the phone line real quick. Shout out to Ronda Rousey, though. But don't forget, if you want to comment on today's topic, man, make sure you hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key. We're shooting to the phone lines right now. I got Coco J on the line, man. See what she got to say. Coco J, you on live. 313-459, you on live straight from the E-Block. How about your boy?
What up, though?
Hey, what's going on, Coach?
What up, though?
Nothing much. I was about to hang up for a second. Yo. But anyway, to comment on the topic, first I want to go back to you, Money. As far as you saying women provoke it, you gotta be that man and just walk away. You know what I'm saying?
I agree that women probably push off, but that's still not
good enough reason to put your hands on nobody, on a woman. I'm just saying.
When you provoke and you're followed to a point you start getting your car and walk away and the motherfucker getting their car and follow you, I mean, baby girl, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings out here, but my mama say, if you get hit, anybody hit you, they better be prepared to get their ass hit back. And I've been talking about that, you had a dog, and that stuck with me. Now, I've walked away from situations, plenty of situations that could have got really nasty. But if you walk away from a situation and it follow you to the next stop and you try to leave that spot and follow you to the next spot, what do you want to do? Like,
If you walking around in a house, if you walking around your house in circles, then I ain't good enough. Walk fast out the door.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But anyway,
exactly.
As far as me getting involved with any domestic violence when it comes to a family member, I would say probably the first time, if that's the first incident that it occurred. But after that, when you see that, you know, they still together and she's still going back to go get her ass beat or whatever,
right.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm done with it. You know,
right.
and that's all you can do. I mean, you can talk the ear off, but hell, if they still going back and coming to you with black eyes and all that kind of stuff, then it's really no sense until they get tired of getting beat up. You know what I'm saying? And for some women, there's some women, unfortunately, are scared to leave their mate because it's been going on for so long, and they just kind of afraid because, you know, that all boils down to low self-esteem and all of that, unfortunately. But that's a whole different topic.
I think that's the problem for me is, you know, that's what made me hesitant. Like, I don't even want to waste my time the first time. And I know that probably sounds bad, but I've always been a firm believer. Domestic issues, I don't involve myself in. I just don't.
But you know what? I don't have an older brother, but I have 4 or 5 brothers. So if I'm in this new relationship and I call my brother because this dude had put his hands on me the first time, and I've never called my brother with no issue like this, I believe his first reaction is like, this dude just put his hands on my sister, and you're going to go with that first reaction. You know what I'm saying? So when it's that type of situation, it's that you're going to automatically react like that. But if it's an ongoing thing to where I'm calling my brothers every day, then they finally say, you know, no, I ain't getting any no more. That's understandable. But the first reaction when it first occurs, you're going to automatically react to a situation like that because that is your family. That is your sister.
But then what happens is, just like Money said before, you didn't call your brother. It's the first time you done got slapped up or whatever, right? But then your brother get there to confront the nigga and both of his tires flat. He got a black eye and all his clothes ripped up and shit.
Yeah. Like, what now?
So what now?
Because you can call and tell him.
Yeah, what he did to you, but you didn't tell him what you did to him. You know what I'm talking about?
So I pull up and you didn't fuck.
Okay, I hear what y'all are saying, but at the same time, that still don't give them a right to black your ass because I flatten your damn tires. They leave and don't come back. If you, simple as that. I'm just saying. Yeah, but
that's
no,
crazy.
Seriously, on some serious stuff.
I'm gonna be 100. I'm a black guy. don't fuck with my shit.
Hey, well, if you have to go, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I'm telling this money, you know, man, if she ever call her brother, man, make sure you check for me first, man. She probably didn't stab me up first and shit.
Okay,
but
sure.
But you know what?
Bro.
Anybody who has to, but you know what? That domestic violence starts way before you actually get hit. If you're going through all of that, as far as busting out cars, flattened tires, somebody's going to eventually get hurt anyway. Somebody's going to have to put their hands on somebody anyway. So you nip that shit in the bud right there and then when you get all that other drama before somebody put their hands on anybody. And you just walk away from that. Walk away from that situation. I mean, that's the easiest way.
And you know what? And I feel you. And women should take that same advice. Just walk away. Women should take that advice as well.
If I'm at a point with my hands in and I'm walking away and say, all right, and you still on my mama's head, like, what the?
Yeah. Right. You should have walked away too.
Now, you ain't saying nothing about
that. I agree.
Yeah. Well, when I walk away, you should walk away.
But you see, there's too many variables, too many things that could have happened. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I don't even want to get involved. Like, I'm gonna tell you like this. If it's my sister, you know, my cousin, or something, you know what I'm saying, like that, I'm gonna ask them, you know, what's really going on. And it's a lot of women that get offended by that because they want you to jump onto their defense off rip.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. I gotta figure out what's going on first before you do anything. Because I don't wanna jump off into something that y'all had a little spat on and then I find out you've been beating your ass for the longest and you've been dealing with this shit. Like, don't call me now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you something a little bit different. This is where I will step in. If I got a Mark talking a little shit, man, because he had some combative relationships before. But like in reality though, like if I had a homeboy or a family member that was like, I mean, I'm talking about seriously whooping his woman ass, like just for no reason, like they not fighting, he's just whooping her ass every night. I'm not gonna step in for her, but I'm gonna check my dude because we don't do shit like that. Just like not just all some homeboy, like, I'm just going to go home and get my bitch two black eyes type shit. You know what I'm saying? So if that's happening, then I'm going, you know, I'm going to check the homie. I'm going to check my, you know, my family member on that tip. But if it's a female, then we got to find out what's going on first. And I hate to say it like that because, unfortunately, you know, because women expect you to jump to their defense off rip, it's going to be a problem between us now. But you know what? I think I'm willing to risk that to make sure that this situation is what it is and that I'm not jumping into some shit that you just about to be like, leave him alone. We back together now.
Well,
you know what
I mean? I believe at that point, if it's an ongoing thing, then it is no sense of trying to figure out what's really going on. Because the only thing
you might have didn't know.
Simple as that. I'm just saying. Because
both of y'all need to leave.
Somebody got
to
go. That's what I'm saying. One of y'all got to leave the house, either you or her.
Yeah, both of y'all need to leave the house.
Whatever.
Both y'all need to leave the house. That's it.
Period. I'm talking about leaving a relationship if it's an ongoing thing. Because obviously it ain't right. It ain't going to be right. And that can carry on to someone getting killed. And that's what's been going on. And you don't want to see if it gets that far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nothing to play with, that domestic violence.
Some women like that, though.
Yes.
That's sad. That's real sad.
I've experienced when a woman wants to fight me and have sex 10 minutes later. Like,
some kind of excitement. Yeah, it is. There's definitely something
They're used to that. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel. They think they love like that kind of way, you know? So.
Yeah. Crazy shit, though.
I'm glad to show you I love you, goddammit.
but that's what it takes for someone.
How about a rose? You want a rose? Can I bring you a rose?
You stupid, man.
All right, y'all. Well, I'll holler at y'all later.
That's real. Thanks for your call, baby. Hey, don't call none of your brothers, man. Don't call nobody, man. I ain't hit you. I'm sorry, and I love you.
I ain't worried about that.
I'm
not worried about that,
baby. Oh, excuse me. We got to talk out off air.
I'm not.
Oh, I hung up on you, though. I don't even know what you're saying. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
You better watch out. She do Zumba.
Zumba kicked me in the nuts and shit.
Yo, Zumba your ass to death, nigga.
Oh, man. Hey, real talk, though, man. For real. You got a couple minutes left, man. You hit us up 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man. Would you jump in between? Would you get involved in a domestic issue between a family member and that mate? You know what? Another question for you, though. You know what I'm saying? Just we go switch it up a little bit. Still the same thing, though. But, like, what if it's your mom's? Like, what if it's your mom's and her new boyfriend or something? Or maybe if it's your mom's and your pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you jump in that?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my mama?
Yeah, my mama. I think that's a little different. Yeah. A little different.
My mama? Shit you don't fuck with, man.
Yeah, but what if it's your old man, though? It's your mom and your pops.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah.
My mama, nigga?
Right, like, I did.
No.
No question,
I might choke pops out.
Like, pops, you got to lay this shit down, like, quick.
You know, you gotta understand this, Dad, why I'm choking you.
tell him it's hurting me more than it's hurting you.
Yeah, you told me that once before.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough one, though, man. I mean, for my mom's, yeah. I mean, I'm saying, you know, rest in peace, mom. But, I'm definitely gonna, you know, jump in between that. But, you know, it's a tough one when it comes to family members and shit, man, dealing with their own situation, because it's tough to jump in anything not knowing clearly what's going on. And then sometimes it ends up making things worse. Domestic situations are crazy, though, because people become, I mean, you got to think, though, just like my man killed, like, his whole family, though. You know what I'm saying? Tried to kill the woman. Like, domestic shit. It takes a turn. Like, that shit can be borderline demonic. I don't know if I want to be involved in none of that shit.
True that.
Man, it's a weird thing, though, because then you look at it in hindsight, you say if you got a daughter, you would want somebody to help her and shit. So your daughter, though, see, that's another situation. What's up?
Like, what if it was an issue or a point where motherfucker just don't have no family? Chick ain't got no family, you know what I mean?
Right.
My mom, who she gonna call? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's why people like need to intervene. Like, we talk about Matt Turner and what he did, and he intervened and what he did, and like a lot of these people intervene on a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stuff that's happening, and it made situations better. Like, some situations you can't help.
Yeah.
But fuck, you can't help, bro. Like, a lot of people need to start sticking out their neck, bro. Like, if I could sit down and have a conversation with you, talk you off a ledge, nigga, I would try my hardest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel.
And a lot of people, like, well, that motherfucker, jump. Stop being a pussy, jump.
Like, you're right, though. I mean, I'm laughing, but nah, you're right, though. A lot of people that's there's a lot of people, I mean, for lack of a better term, they rooting for you to lose. Like, so, yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, stop being a pussy, just do it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we only got a couple moments left, man. We're going to wrap it up in a minute. Then we're going to jump off into my man Slick Cardone joint right after this, man. So make sure you hang out to the end. Check out my man Eastside Detroit in the building, man. Van Dyke Life all day. Shout out to Van Dyke, man. You know what I'm talking about? If you're from the Eastside Detroit, you know what it is. But we'll go around one last time, man. Money, what'd you say, bro? You jumping in there, you go squash the beef between the family member and her mate.
Hey, I'm gonna try to squash it before it gets violent on my end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I have to have a certain conversation with both parties before I start spazzing off. Because if you whoop them out for no reason in front of kids, then it's going to be an issue.
It's going to be an issue. Hell yeah, it's going to be an issue. It's something that you created that didn't have to be.
We ain't got to go there. We ain't got to go there because we can talk it out.
Right, you know? Exactly.
You know what I mean? If we can't talk it out, then I apologize for my actions because I'm sorry. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Because I don't want to see no man should never put his hand on a woman, bro. Like, you're so much stronger than a fucking woman, bro. You should never put your hands on a woman, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what situation is. You know what I mean? Like, me personally, I talk a lot of shit, but I ain't never balled up my fist and hit no woman in the face.
Right. And that's what I was saying. Just straight up, you know, whooping her ass right there, you know. We don't have to have a conversation like, cuz, you beat her up, bro. Like,
I ain't never did that in my life.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, I don't condone it. You know what I mean? Some women, trust me, they provoke us, brothers.
Oh, yeah. They try to push a nigga off the edge.
Kick you right in your ass off the edge. You know what I'm talking about?
I kick your ass. Well, let me help you out, young man. Hell nah.
For real, though. You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, man, on both parties, man, before you even get to that point, man, somebody step up and be the responsible one and walk away, man.
And get the fuck on. Yeah, for sure. I feel you.
You know what I mean? That's all I got to say.
All day, man. So look, I'm gonna take it from here. We gotta ride it out, man. So would I get involved in a domestic issue between the family member and their mate? Like I said, man, it's gonna be dependent. I can't really say that I am initially. If it's my, you know, if it's my cousin, my sister, whatever like that, we gonna have to have a conversation first, and they need to understand that I'm not about to jump off just because you said jump off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to really see what's going on, and still to this fact, I'm not trying to justify the fact that, like, you know, he hit my sister or my cousin or whatever, but I do still want to figure out exactly what's going on so I know how to approach it. Because if I just jump off like how I want to jump off, man, I could probably or most likely make shit a lot worse. Because what's going to happen if I jump off like the for real jump off? Then when you decide to go back to him, he going to whoop your ass because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just made it worse. Like, he gonna whoop your ass. Oh, you gonna call your brother now? He gonna whoop the shit out your ass now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to make it worse. So I need to figure out exactly what's going on first, and then we got to, you know, it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta kind of try to collect your thoughts and calm your nerves and shit, and really look at it through both perspectives to see what's going on, because I could jump off and make that shit entirely worse for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
the situation is gonna go bad, but that's why I'm sorry, because
<You're> so sorry. You're stupid, man.
That's why I apologize. I'm sorry, because you hit my folks. You keep hitting on my folks for no fucking reason. Like, come on,
right? Yeah,
that's blood.
For sure, man. On that note, man, we didn't talk enough about beating up people, man. We're going to have to roll up out of here. Make sure you stick around for my man Slick Cardone, you know what I'm saying, Van Dyke Life, Eastside Detroit in the building, man. But we're about to jump up out of here, dog. We're going to be back next week, same bat channel, same bat time. You know exactly what it is, man, the livest cloud radio show on the planet, straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Cute Lewis, holding down from the D to the other D in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, my money, I'm sorry. I don't know when you're going to stop, bro, so I just be waiting.
Whatever, man.
Iconic.
Young May.
Look, I try to tell them, told them I was focused on the moment, and I'm only getting colder as the season's passing over. I drove to Minnesota trying to get off Lee Iacocca. I flew back in Metro, McNamara Airport on my flex phone, gassed up, smelling like that petrol. I don't need a car to pick me up, I parked in the garage, money rubbing off through my hands like a massage. It's more than a menage, I like to call it to a threesome. They fuck with me the long way, and I ain't gotta eat them or feed them. I just want to meet them and greet them, bag them up and beat them and ride in my two-seater. All on my grind, yeah, money on my mind, yeah, I hustle to shine, yeah, I gotta get mine, yeah. All on my grind, yeah, money on my mind, yeah, I hustle to shine, shine, I gotta get mine, yeah.
Look, scared money don't make no money, all these fake phony brownies got a player feeling lonely, so I'm always by my only, up a one-man army, just me and my dog, and some friend and a tenderoni, and maybe a friend too, I put up the two-seater, pull out the FEMA coupe, the three-wicked squeeze in here, triangular outfit, I got like 11 rings, feeling like Phil Jackson, retired the head of the team, balling and paying for what that mean, and it's not a thing, he bitching and sniffing, you can't tell me he not a fiend, me, I'm all on my grind, money all on my mind, don't nothing come to a sleep over dreams and nightmares.
Detroit life, the mixtape, the mixtape. Shout to my nigga Filthy Rockwell with us, Rockwell with us. Paul Shot, talk with us, talk with us. Shout out to your Triple R Kings, what up? Kings, what up? Shout to Lil Man, shout to Big Man, Big Man. Just Weed, Just Weed.
This the affiliate, nigga. Pay attention, pay attention.
The icon, the icon, the icon.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.